Hello. Today we're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. So to begin, what is the year of your birth?
Hello?
Hello. Hello, is anybody there?
Yeah.
Hello, is anybody there?
Yes.
Oh, hello. All right. Hello. So today we're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. So to begin, what is the year of your birth?
December 25th.
All right. What is the highest level of school that you completed or the highest degree you have received?
No, I didn't receive a degree.
Oh, all right, but what is like the highest level of schooling that you have completed till right now?
I didn't go to school. No school.
Oh, all right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African American. African.
All right. So are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote.
All right. When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied with this, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm pretty satisfied.
All right. How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
It's pretty good.
All right. So below there's like a list of issues. So if you could tell me which two or three issues would you say are the most important ones facing the city of Philadelphia? So the issues are public school funding, public transportation, gun violence, jobs in the economy, homelessness, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, healthcare, crime and public safety, corruption in city government, the cost of housing and rent, inflation, the cost of living, and city services like trash pickup.
Gun violence.
All right. Would it be just that one?
And health issues.
All right. And health care. Would it be just those two? Or would you like to add a third one?
That's all. It's just those.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people or some groups of people using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, so it's neutral. And 0 means that you have very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. And if you don't know this person or have never heard of them, if you could also please say so. So the first one is District Attorney Larry Krasner.
I never heard of him before.
All right. How do you feel about the Philadelphia City Council?
Pretty good.
So if you could give it like a scale from the 0 to 10, which would you think you would like land on?
5.
5, all right. What about council member Kenyatta Johnson?
Like a 7.
So would that be a 6 or a 7?
A 7.
A 7, all right. What about the Philadelphia Police Department?
A 9.
All right. What about your local police officers?
My local police officer?
Yes.
A 9.
A 9? All right. What about Governor Josh Shapiro?
I don't know who that is.
All right. What about the police commissioner, Kevin Bethel?
A 9.
A 9? All right. What about the Philadelphia Department of Streets?
Excuse me, can you say that again?
Yeah, what about the Philadelphia Department of Streets?
A 5.
A 5, all right. What about SEPTA?
A 6.
A 6, all right. And what about Mayor Sherelle Parker?
A
7, all right. So generally speaking, do you approve or do you disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
I pretty much approve.
All right. So would that be a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, all right. So do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government.
I agree.
Would that be strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, all right. So now I'm going to read you a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily lives. And after each one, if you could please rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 based on your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means that you're neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, so it's neutral, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. And you can just a number from 0 to 10. So the first one is public safety.
5.
What about the quality of education in public schools?
9.
A 9. What about the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities?
7.
The cost of rent?
5.
Access to affordable housing?
6.
The availability of good paying jobs.
9.5 or 9.
Oh, all right. Access to public transportation.
9.
And the condition of roads and infrastructure.
5.
All right. So in your opinion, are the economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
Same. What it's like the same.
All right. Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living? Are they falling behind the cost of living, or are they rising up to the point where you can really get ahead?
They're in the middle.
So would that be staying about the same?
Yeah.
All right. So below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. So if you could please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. So they go public transportation, education, personal care, child care, utilities like gas, electricity, and internet, health care, including prescription drugs, groceries, rent, paying down debt, recreation and entertainment, and gas.
Public transportation and gas.
All right. So think about your neighborhood. How concerned are you about violent crime? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not that concerned.
All right. How often do you see a crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, or rarely, or never?
Pretty rarely.
All right. Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
The right amount.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, if you could please indicate whether you believe that this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it. And the first one is, declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Safer.
Would that be much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat safer.
All right. What about begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets?
Not at all safer.
Close the open-air drug market in Kensington.
A little bit safer.
Expand the use of security. Mm-hmm. Oh, somewhat?
Yes.
All right. Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
Somewhat safer.
Hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
A lot safer.
Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Somewhat safer.
All right. So, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Cheryl Parker recently?
I really haven't heard a lot of her recently.
Okay.
So I don't know what to say.
So I haven't heard about her recently. So there is nothing you like truly like really know about her, or you've heard that about her like recently? Like not really at all?
I haven't heard about her recently. Not a lot.
All right. So would you like to share just like maybe the like the little bits of what you may know about her? Or like something that you may have seen or heard, like something small, even if it wasn't that recently?
I really don't know anything about her.
Alright, that's okay. No, I don't know anything about her. Alright. So as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for city council. So if you could please indicate which two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. Reduce juvenile crime, tackle the opioid crisis, improve public transportation, hire more police officers, get guns off the streets, improve the city's infrastructure, foster small businesses and local jobs, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, support more affordable housing, invest in community development, remove homelessness encampments, and improve our schools and education.
Improve our schools and more education and get guns off the street.
All right. So I'm going to read you a short list of some specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. And after each one, if you could please indicate on a scale of 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where 10 means that you strongly support the policy, a 5 means that you're neutral towards the policy, and a 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. And you can select any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in the neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
5.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
3.
Provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
10.
Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them much more attractive to shoppers.
5.
Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
5.
Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
0.
Invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
5.
Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents.
5.
Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
5.
A 5, all right. So as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid or work-from-home practice. So based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work-from-home for city employees and requiring them to be back in office full-time?
I pretty much support.
So would that be strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
All right. So as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. So based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs?
I gotta go somewhere, so.
Oh, are you sure? We're almost done with the survey. It's really just like really short questions left.
Yeah, I guess I'll take them.
All right, so which on like based on what I said, would you say you support or you oppose of the new exchange programs?
I support, somewhat support.
All right. So as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. over the summer. The plan keeps the seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Would you say you oppose or you support this, like, decision?
I oppose the decision. I don't know. I don't like it.
So would that be strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
somewhat opposed.
Okay. How often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about current events in the past year? Like every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
A Democrat.
Do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat the liberal.
All right. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family or friend, or something else?
Live with a family.
All right. Which of the following best describes how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, or bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
All right. Do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
Non-binary.
Non-binary. All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Without. He died.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Without.
Oh, so would that be widowed? Because I heard you say died.
Yeah, he died, yeah.
Oh, all right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Over 18.
All right. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Or were you not able to vote?
Oh, I think I voted.
All right. For whom did he vote?
I think I forgot his name.
Would it be Joe Biden, the Democrat? Donald Trump, the Republican?
Oh yeah, it was Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. All right. So below are some potential news sources. If you could please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from, and there's Fox News, Philadelphia Daily News, CNN, Washington Post, Facebook, TikTok, New York Times, Power 99, Extra Twitter, local news stations, Philadelphia Inquirer, YouTube, NPR/WHYY.
Facebook, NBC News, and Fox News.
So Facebook. All right. And so NBC News. All right, so that'd be NBC News. All right. So last year, that is 2023, what would you say was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000? Or would you like me to keep saying ranges, or do you want to ballpark it maybe?
I think like somewhat to 35,000.
All right. So would that be maybe 25 to 34,999,000, or would you say 35,000 to 44,999?
25,000 to 30,000.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Okay. Welcome.
All right. Bye bye. Have a good day.
You too.